Hi, beauty. I'm so grateful you were led to this podcast. I'm your host, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm a wife, coach, and mom to four world changers. And this is the Recalibrating Hearts podcast. It's my heart that in this space, you would encounter the love of the Father and receive downloads, revelations, and solutions for partnering with God in your breakthrough. You'll also hear how we're building our family, powerful prayers and declarations for you, and ways to incorporate natural solutions for whole health. I think it's time to normalize spiritual breakthrough and walk in freedom with whole hearts. Holy Spirit, you get full permission to recalibrate our hearts. Let's go. On today's episode, we're going to continue on with three questions to start the forgiveness process. All right, let's take a deep breath, because before we start, I just want you to know that forgiveness isn't easy. Like, the choice might feel or sound easy, but when you really narrow down to it, if there's forgiveness, on the other side of it, there's been betrayal, there's been trauma, there's been pain, and there's most likely been unbearable pain in some cases. Okay, from my experience, when I'm prompted to forgive, or I go on the timeline of my life that you might have done from the last episode, and you see who do I need to forgive, which is coming up, it's like almost an immediate sometimes resistance to it. Like, no, nope, they don't deserve it. Get it out. Get your pain out. Gosh, I'm jumping ahead already. I like going with the flow of the Holy Spirit though. So get your pain out. Your pain needs a voice. Your pain needs a voice. It's okay to be like, I don't want to forgive that person, Lord. They don't deserve it, and XYZ. I just would say, propose to you to get your pain out now so we don't shove it and go around this mountain 10 years later of bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, and things that block healing, things that block blessings coming into your life. I say that flippant, like, lightly. Okay, how do I say that? I say that when things block blessing into your life, because I picture it that way. Is it the very good truth? I don't ask the Father. But how can I attract the God things in my life and what the God has for me in my books in heaven if I'm stuck in bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, low frequency energies, low frequency and low vibration? I can't. And pause, if you're one that's like, oh my goodness, she's talking about vibration and frequency. Well, then I'm sorry, either eat the fish and spit out the bones, or again, ask the Father if my heart is in the right place. I am not new age, I'm kingdom age. And there is everything on this planet has energy and frequency. And dear Jesus, I've already done the whole throw the baby out with the bathwater. And it didn't serve me very well, because the Lord's like, beloved, I created it all. I created it all. And I was like, okay, so back on track. Three questions to start the forgiveness process. But someone needs to hear this. I'm very prompted, right? My spirit's like, say it again. Your pain, the pain, needs a voice. And if you look around you, and you might be one that was me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, sometimes once in a while, it's coming out anyway. It's leaking out on those that you love. It's leaking out when you least expect it. The pain is leaking out because it needs a voice. And once it has that voice and actually say, and the honesty and vulnerability we talk about on here, the honesty and vulnerability and truth, like being truthful to yourself, it needs a voice. I don't want to forgive. They don't deserve forgiveness. Well, good. Get that out. It's like a wound cleansing so that we can get through three questions to start the forgiveness process. Number one, right in the center here, we're going to go right target, right in the center. Am I ready to forgive? Am I ready to forgive? This might be like, Miranda, God says to forgive. It's a commandment. Okay, it is. God says to forgive. He says to forgive, to protect us, to keep our hearts like out of the issues of the heart. The heart is the battleground, guys. The heart, when I walk in forgiveness, free flowing here. But am I ready to forgive? Not am I feeling like forgiving. Because I don't care if someone feels like forgiving. When they need to forgive, they need to forgive. And by the way, you have full autonomy. You don't have to forgive. And like, some people need to hear that. You don't have to forgive. Just understand you're eating breadcrumbs versus banquet. When you don't forgive and you walk in unforgiveness, Now, I'm not saying it's okay what they did to you. I'm not saying it's that they need to get, you know, whatever. That's not my business. That's God's business. And I need to stay in my business. Mine is, am I holding on to unforgiveness? So am I ready to forgive? And beloved, I don't want you to be like, grudgingly, yes, I forgive. I forgive. How about be engaged, spirit, soul, body, choosing with your will to forgive. And also, when you have a bigger yes, you have a bigger yes, it's easier. I guess, forgiveness is so hard. Forgiveness is so hard. Goodness gracious. I'm just reminded of the scene right now of Chosen where Peter chooses to forgive Matthew. And dude, I wept. I wept because he showed on his face all the levels and emotions we go through. He like decided within himself. He didn't want to. He knew Matthew didn't quote unquote deserve it. But he saw past all that and he walked towards him and it broke goodness. First of all, probably broke generational curses off. You know, what I think of is when I walk in forgiveness, it's like the enemy hands off. Like hands off. You don't get access to me and my children. Which there's more to that, but that scene comes to mind because I could feel every part of what Peter was feeling, because you're like, you just could tell. Even the fit he threw at the fire with Jesus. I don't know if you're Chosen fans, whatever. Yet I love you if you are, I love you if you aren't. It's very special to me and healing to me. And I eat the fish and spit out the bones, everyone, balance. But when it comes to Peter in the fire and Jesus talking, he was like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can relate every minute to that. I relate every single thing. So going back, three questions to start forgiveness process. Am I ready to forgive? Now, I didn't say, am I feeling like forgiving? Because I just can't depend on my feelings, beloved, to get me through life. I can't depend on my feelings. They're temperatures. They're temperature to see where I'm at in my soul. How's my soul doing? How's everything going? Look, I'm reading my children's, you know, hearts with their feelings. But I didn't say, am I feeling like forgiving? So am I ready to forgive? Now, what to prepare? I'm going to go really on a bunny trail, of course, quick. Am I ready to forgive? How to prepare your heart for forgiving? Getting the pain out. Getting the pain out if you don't feel like forgiving. Now, forgiving is a choice, and it's actually, if you take a whole step back and look at it neutral, sometimes it's like, well, what would you say to a friend if they came to you and said, this person said this and whatever, do you know what I'm saying? Then it's easier to decide when it's outside of you. So sometimes neutral, not disconnected, stay connected, stay grounded, but neutral, look at things from neutral. All right, let's move on to number two. Who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? Again, the timeline of your life might be helpful on people that have victimized you or people that have hurt you or people have left, abandoned, and rejected you. That would be an area. But Holy Spirit will, there's a nudge. There's like a nudge. Like I'm even listening as I'm talking just in case there's somebody to forgive, and I'll listen and write it down. And sometimes going about my day, I'll be like, or somebody will say something about somebody close to me or something, let's say, and I'm like, oh, you know, accusation or something. And I'm like, there's unforgiveness there. If I'm immediately on the defense or accusing them of something or building cases in my mind, there's unforgiveness. So the first one, am I ready to forgive? And giving your voice, your pain a voice. Number two, who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? And sometimes there's bucket lists, long, long, long lists of people. But do you know how powerful it is to like sever that anchor that weighs us down or weighs you down? Do you know how powerful it is to release and let go? I could like weep how powerful it is to release and let go. I like remember thinking unforgiveness as such a mountain. I was so bitter in my soul and heart, you guys, and fragmented in my soul and crushed in my spirit that I couldn't even see it all clear through that I could forgive. I was like, there's no way. There's no way. No, there's always a way. There's always a way. No way is black and white thinking. It's coping. It's survival mode. It's fight or flight. And goodness, Lord, in his mercy, carried me through those times. And I held unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, so much yucky anger, rage for years and years and years. And man, my body took a hit. internally my body took a hit. Like, this isn't a case like you need to forgive because these are the, this is the reasons, but I had irritable bowel, I had GI issues. If I didn't cleanse back in 2006 and go on a detox, it was a standard process detox basically that saved my life, I would have not been doing well at all. I had to. And when I finally started, I guess someone needs to hear this too, I started cleansing, and because sugar was my drug, and anesthetizing myself with sugar, completely numbing myself with sugar. And it wasn't even a lot of candy or anything. It was just sugar. It was like, and when I started the detox, goodness, that it's like gave room to the Holy Spirit to be able to speak to me clearly. I remember going on a walk and he's like, you're anesthetizing. I didn't even know the word anesthetizing. Yes, I could have been in school. I was in school at the time for a master's degree in acupuncture, and goodness, I was probably in biomedicine, you know, and biomed. And I remember him saying, you're anesthetizing yourself with sugar. I go, anesthetize. That's a huge word, Holy Spirit. Well, I got your attention, didn't I? Yes, you did. Now, did I turn everything around? And that's next. It took years for me to choose to let go of the numbing, to numb myself the food. It took years. And even now, once in a while, I fall back into it. But God. But when he said that, I was like, I'm able to even hear that because I was on a cleanse. And it was, wow. I mean, you try. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, cleanses are more normal. Back then, the detox was real. Standard process 21-day purification is real. Like, you go from that to that, so prepare your body. But I digress. It was very clear that when I was holding on to unhealthy emotions, it was destroying my body internally, not to mention my heart. Number three, what closure do I need to be able to let go? This is not the case in every situation, but as I've mentioned before, you might not have a parent on this earth still alive, and you have some unfinished business, and I felt like the Lord directed me to like have a conversation with that parent. I'm not talking about calling on, you know, I know my audience, you guys are emotionally intelligent, beautiful people. When I say talking to your parents that are dead, I'm not talking about going to a psychic, calling up demons to tell you about your loved ones. That's not true anyway. Those are familiar spirits. Okay. I'm talking about, hey, mom, that when you did that day, that really hurt me. That time, mom, dad, when you did this, and having a conversation with them, and or writing a letter, a note, and getting closure that way. I just feel like a lot of people walk around, or I did, with hopelessness, which is like, I think, a coping thing from trauma that comes where it's like, it's hopeless. And no, it's not. There's always healing because God's the way maker. So I want to encourage you for three questions to start the forgiveness process. Am I even ready to forgive? And beloved, sometimes in certain cases of major trauma or major pain or unbearable pain, I've had to, I forgive you. I forgive you. Man, 20 days later, I forgive you. Every day, I forgive you. And boom, it releases its hold. So it's okay to forgive. That's not crazy. Like over and over. Sometimes it's just my body, spirit, soul, and body getting in alignment for that. So am I ready to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? What closure do I need to be able to let go? And that third question, what closure do I need, is do I need to have a conversation? Do I need to write a letter and burn it? Do I need to type it out? Do I need to walk it out and have a convo and cry? You know, do I need to take a walk with the Lord? Three questions to start the forgiveness process. I understand. Look, I'm walking alongside you in this. I pray this offers value, or that you take one nugget and it will be life-changing. If you take one thing, any of these episodes, most of these, and you integrate it and make it yours, it's life-changing. Beloved, it's time to heal. Until next time.